time for the ETF of the week here on Money Life, and that means Tom Lydon is in the house. He joins us from ETFtrends.com. Actually, he joins us from the road this week, but Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, where you can get not only his picks for what looks good and what he's thinking about, but also for much more, everything you need to know about ETFs from soup to nuts. Now, again, it's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter, at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the VanEck Vectors BDC Income ETF, ticker symbol BIZD.
Now, this is a pick that I think will interest a lot of folks because business development companies, kind of a hot area for people who are looking for income and looking for an alternative to MLPs. So it's the VanEck Vectors BDC, that's business development companies, the VanEck Vectors BDC Income ETF, again, ticker BIZD. Why this fund now?
Well, you brought up a good point, Chuck. It's alternatives for fixed income. Again, as we're in a slow rising rate environment, a lot of people understand what that can do to certain parts of your income portfolio. Specifically, treasuries, it can be devastating over time. However, corporate lending and corporate debt, actually in times of rising interest rates, have actually done quite well. In the case of this ETF, it's more focused on mid and smaller companies. Some have ratings that I'm not going to say questionable, but below investment grade, thus almost an 8% yield on this ETF. So if you look at the diversification of it by being BDC oriented, number one, and also being diversified among a lot of small and mid-sized companies, it's something to consider, especially considering that yield that you're getting and the fact that a company like VanEck that's real good on the fixed income side is behind the construction of this index.
Because this is an income alternative and BDCs are high yield, you know, one of the questions that I normally ask last is, where does the money come from, or what are you taking off the table to put money into an ETF of the week? Is this a case of you're making an allocation change, or is this a case of you're taking some of your junk money or whatever has been in high yield investments and putting it here? How should somebody be looking at this in terms of where it fits in with their portfolio?
Great question. And Chuck, really to back up a little bit, if you have not analyzed your income, your fixed income allocation lately, boy, it's time to do so, because you have seen over periods of time lately, portions have been affected. Many people in the investment business tend to peg their allocation to the Barclays Aggregate Index. And the Barclays Aggregate Index is quite different than it was just 10 years ago. Its duration's gotten longer and the overall credit quality has gotten less. So if Barclays, in the creation of their index, can actually move the needle a little bit regarding duration and credit quality, why can't you do that as well in how you allocate fixed income? Most importantly, the government debt aspect of your portfolio, you should shorten the duration and not go after longer duration, because longer duration, especially in rising rate periods, can be devastating to the principal aspect of what you're investing. A lot of people try to go longer duration to get that higher yield, and the higher yield on a 30-year treasury versus a 20 or a 10 isn't that much more. So considering something like this, where if you cut back your government allocation by 10% and only put a 5% allocation into something like this, you're more than making up for that loss of yield and actually keeping some of that money in cash. So to get specific on your question, I think people have to be a little bit more intuitive and create more engineering in their fixed income portfolio rather than just leaving the way it is, number one. Number two, if you like trends, Chuck, there's a great trend in place here. So if you like this yield, but you're also concerned what might happen if the trend happened to change here, you can surely trade it on the 200-day average. Just stay in there every month that it's above its average, and you're getting paid almost 8%.
Yeah, and the other thing that people need to know, that's a real yield. It's not like you're sitting here going, wow, I'm really terrified that this yield is going to wind up being changed. I mean, there's a lot of risk in BDCs, but it's not the sort of thing where you're going, wait, high yield is a sign of real weakness. It's more the different business model.
Well, it is, and it's not buying an individual issue. You're talking about diversification among a lot of different companies here. Some of those are capital financial companies that actually lend out to a whole variety of companies within different asset classes and also in different sectors, too. So it's important to lift up the hood, go and look at BIZD as far as the underlying holdings, and not only the underlying holdings, but what these capital companies who are part of these underlying holdings, what they invest in as well. There's a lot of diversification there. And again, if you're a trend follower, it's a pretty good yield with the ability to actually protect the downside if you go below that 200-day average.
It's the BIZD, the VanEck Vectors BDC Income ETF, our ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week and safe travels.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody, reporting from the road. But if you want to find out where he's at home, you're going to go to his home online. It's ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. We'll be back with more of the July 13th edition of Money Life right after this message.